Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo-hoo! School talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. Can I hear myself? My headphone? Who headphones I got? Is it my headphones? Whose headphones are these? Follow the cord. The cord goes this way. That's me. I probably turned somebody else's up. How your headphones out?
We good.
You good? You good? Yes, we good. We live. We live on Facebook. We live in the studios. 90.9. My name is Emerson. E-M-E-M-E-R-S. I got too many things going on here. I got this going. There we go. Take that off. Cut that one off. I got four or five machines going up in here. And I got an awesome guest I want to talk. You see him on Facebook, but radio don't know who I'm talking about. I've been on the show now since 2003, y'all. I just pushed my own magic button. if you don't ring your own bell sometimes you got to just wag your own tail, you know. And I got no problem, Danielle. I got no problem.
No problem with that.
No problem whatsoever. 2003, my name is Emerson. You're not, but this is 244-9234. Get in when you fit in. 244-WBDG, 244-9234. Yes, you can call in. I got an awesome guest today. It's Mr. Tevin Stutter. But before I get to my guest, I got to find out what my kids are doing on the thing we call the...
All right, Emerson. Well, it looks like the Ben Davis Theater Troupe is presenting Wolfman on October 13th and 14th, so that'd be tonight and tomorrow night.
Lon Chaney, my favorite Wolfman. I don't care what nobody said.
At 7 p.m.
Might change my mind when I see our Wolfman, but go ahead.
The Lady Giants basketball have their first game, Ben Davis at Cathedral, on Halloween. Grant Covey will be play-by-play there for you that night.
All right.
And fall break, October 14th through the 29th, so we're coming up real soon on that one. And parent-teacher conferences are October 11th and 12th. We missed that, actually. I don't know why it's still up on the board.
Well, it worked pretty good.
Did it?
It worked out good. And actually, the students wrung their parents.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
And, of course, we have School Talk with Emerson at Fridays at 7:30. And remember, no excuses, because it replays at on Sunday at 2.
2 o'clock. That's right.
And then this tonight, North Central at Ben Davis. It's the last regular season game. The pregame is at 6, and the kickoff is at 7.
Awesome.
So,
Daniela, you did it again. Take me on that thing we call the big board. Yeah, the big board. That's what I'm talking about. Well, welcome to my face. Have a seat. Pull up a chair. Welcome to my Facebook crew out there. Kathleen Coleman, how you doing? Rosie Marie, Kathleen Coleman, Deidre, my hometown person. I call her Marson. Hatfield, good morning to you too. I got an awesome guest. I mean, just totally awesome. I only got 30 minutes. I'll just say I'm not going to get all my questions answered because I don't have enough time. He graduated from Cathedral High School in 2010. He did play football. He was a
two-time state champion.
Hey, there you go. Put that in there. Linebacker. Number 42. He was 210 pound, big young man there. Went to Indiana State University, graduated in 2016. This one quote, he's going to tell me where it came from. Accolades fade. Certificates are buried with their owners. The only thing worth living for is the kingdom that will last longer than you and I. Mr. Tevin Stutter, good morning.
Good morning.
It's how you doing, sir?
To be here.
God bless you, bro. It's blessing to be here. I got a senior just snuck in there. And tell me your name, okay? I'll tell you why you heard in a minute.
DeAndre Stiff.
He just snuck in. I'll tell you why. He's a little special guest, but it's a special thing going on. I do my thing for my kids. You share your faith.
Oh, definitely.
You've been through some stuff.
Yes, sir.
You're a young man, but you've been through some stuff. And we're going to find more about this young man as we go by. Like I said, Tevin Studdard. So before I get deep into your resume, I want to know about you as a man. Where'd you grow up? Tell me a little about your family and tell me a little about you.
So me as a man, grew up back and forth from Hallville, Medford, Mount, and 29th in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So, We was in Harvard till grandma kicked us out, but and then back and forth on Baltimore. I went to Chris Posadas from middle school. Start playing football there in the eighth grade. Then
history.
Got a scholarship to Cathedral. So
more history.
So at Cathedral, I did my first wrote my first song my senior year playing for the football team. They played at our games, and then a team that we were playing against, they end up like rapping the song. I'm like, we're supposed to be big rivals, big enemies, and you rapping the song. So I just felt like I could start marketing. So my senior year, I did a song for the Indiana Fever, performed it at Conseco. And from there, it turned into a scholarship to ISU to do a song. Then I traveled to about 80 universities.
But before all that, though, you were the first person in your family to go to college.
Yes, sir.
The first one. How did that feel?
It was a great feeling. Just to really overcome different odds, because we met certain family like after, like I'm in college and saying, oh, I went, but you didn't grow up with them. It's just like, it's like if you meet somebody and you're like 20, it's like, it's cool though, but it was a great feeling.
Was there any pressure for, like, knowing that you were the first one in your family going to college?
Oh, it definitely was. It was definitely pressure, because it's just like, you got to finish. There's no excuses. Like, people are depending on you to see you go far.
Wow, that's huge. And they didn't give up on you, apparently.
Oh, definitely didn't.
You mentioned your grandma. Explain. Tell me more about her.
She, as you attend Friendship Missionary Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Sweet lady from Birmingham, Alabama. She calls herself the Queen of Harville. That's a self-proclaimed title. And she's just a sweet lady.
Yeah, that's great. Now, you also, speaking of titles, you are called the official ambassador for local student athletes. And that's awesome. You formed a company called Team Themes. And when did that, now the concept of the company and what the company does, the business, you know, and I'll just, you alluded to it shortly, but I'm gonna give you the dictionary definition of it. And then we'll go from there. The business aims to help athletes from middle school to professional to reach their full potential and rally them and their community to support one another through the use of music. You know, you and Micaiah Cooper?
He did the first 10 videos.
But where did the concept come from?
Oh, the concept.
And how long ago? What grade were you in? And how you get, I mean, it's huge. Now, folks, go on YouTube, go on Google, and just, I'm serious, just go on there and Google Tevin Studdard. You get about 8, 9, 10 pages of Google on this man. I ain't lying. It's huge now, but at a young age, how did you come to that conclusion?
I just seen that people are self-absorbed. People love to hear their names in songs. So if you say somebody's name in a song, they're going to love it. And then it's just like, okay, that's there. You can just continue to go with it. And it's just like, and it's uplifting them as well. It's building team morality. It's just uplifting the confidence of the team.
Yeah, I know now, and the number's probably too low now. You're traveling, performing a theme song for my last count was 78 colleges and university teams in 32 states. Am I missing some?
Yeah, it's 80 now, 33 states. So now we're starting to do high school stuff.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. When you go online and see your work, and this is the kicker, y'all. It's so positive, 100%, and that's a rarity when you find a rapper. I mean, and I'll just say it: Will Smith, when he does his stuff, I have never heard him say a cuss word in none of his music. I just ain't. And all your music is so positive and uplifting. And folks, when you go online, you see it. I'm home now. I will change the world. Young, black, and educated. And then you do one that's a serious one that involves your cousin. My Cousin's Killer remix.
Yes, sir.
And that stage of your life kind of like hit you in the face and knock you back while you're at ISU. Tell me a little bit about that. Because I played a little part in that.
Yeah, definitely. So my cousin, he actually went to school here at Ben Davis. And he ended up getting, I think it was my sophomore year college. He ended up getting shot twice in his head. And was actually on my grandmother's street. And I had lost friends to violence, people that I was really close to. But when it's like your loved one, yeah. it's a different feeling. And it's like you have to look his mother in the eyes every week and knowing that she's going through this. So it was just really my faith is what helped anchor me down through this situation. Mm-hmm. Just to like, to show me like, okay, if you can mentally get through this, mm-hmm. like through God's grace, then you can do anything.
Wow. And that's the power of family, y'all. Because, I mean, hey, Grandma, y'all did good. I mean, because that was hard. And knock you out of the water, knock you out of college. You did go back and you finished and got your degree from Indiana State University, my hometown of Terre Haute, Indiana.
Okay. A1, too.
Hey. And that is awesome. And, folks, I let me say, you know, this man prayed and prayed and prayed. And I'll just say it. He prayed for love. He prayed for the forgiveness of the shooter, and that's a man that can do that and get through it and still try to keep his dream on tap. And now you're living the dream, and it's huge. You spent some time in Orlando. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was through a ministry called Campus Outreach, where basically you spend 10 weeks just in college. You work at Universal Studios, and it's just kind of, you're built around college students who's trying to pursue hard after their faith. Mm-hmm. So you're going through Bible studies each day. You go through kind of like a discipleship group. You're actually like going out and sharing your faith throughout the city. So mm-hmm. it was a great experience. Some of the best summers of my life in the college.
And that you met some interesting folks at Indiana State University. Now, I saw some names on it I recognized. Who stood out the most at ISU that really kept you on track to help you really crystallize your thinking for your dream?
I say it's two people. Zach Chike, he was heavily involved in ministry and faith, and I didn't want anything to do with God at that point.
Yeah.
He was really, actually, when I would see Chike, I would just be like, oh man, I know he's going to talk about Jesus. Let me shake him off a little bit. And then Miss Valerie Craig, so she works in the African American Culture Center, and really already had a vision, but she kind of just gave it like the guidance. So she would give us all basically a daily schedule from mm-hmm. 4 in the morning like 3 in the morning to show every hour what you're doing. And I just seen how much time I was wasting. So to really maximize my time is what probably the most helpful thing in college.
In my research, I read that. And when you talk about that, it said it you included when you study, when you eat, when you work on music, and it help you keep your focus. That is, I think about it, but when you look at it and see it in paper and charting your daily activities, you don't waste no time.
Yeah, that's real.
You could really cut back your time. I got a young man in the studio that I was talking to Mr. Stanton about, and he's into the video business. He's got some video out there on YouTube, and I want him to come in and hear your story. I don't know if I asked him if he had a question. I would ask him. His name is Sandra Stith, and he's a senior here at Ben Davis High School. And one thing that I always try to do is let folks know that, yes, your dream can come true. Yes, there's folks like you who are doing it. Yes, folks have been through some hard stuff, but they're still doing it. So I want Sandra to meet the real Tevin Studdard in person. Dad, you got any questions? I just want to just flavor in the flavor. Turn your mic up, and now on TV you can't see your handsome face. There you go.
I was just like,
flip it, you can see it on YouTube.
How did you even get to like where you at now or where you started?
I just say focus, because eliminate distractions, because people around you, if they're not chasing the same things you are, move from them, man. Just focus. Have a vision. A lot of people don't have a vision. They don't know where they want to be in the next month. And I heard a quote like, only dead fish go with the flow. So
ooh,
like if you have your own vision, you're not worried about what they're doing over there, what they're doing over here. I'm running, I'm focused on my goals.
Wow, that's huge. What's your degree in?
That's a great question. Public relations, I guess, communications.
Now, a lot of kids that go to college, they change their degree 4 or 5 times. Did you change yours four or five times?
I started off with social work, and then they told me I was going to be in school till Jesus came back. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, all right, let's do communications.
Uh-huh. Awesome. That's great. And your production company, you got a production company called Tevin Vision. Tell me more about how's that going? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so it's just kind of everything. I got to update that now because it's kind of shifting to stutter. It's kind of shifting to stutter sports. And basically, I kind of want it to be broken down into the theme songs, which I do for middle school, high school, colleges, the music videos now that we're doing with different schools. Also, I got a radio show too. So
yeah, I saw that.
Breaking down into that. Mm-hmm. Even I want to do like something called like Stutter Scholars, where we're giving out kind of throwing parties for kids from underprivileged areas that accept their scholarship to a university. Because I feel like if we celebrated that as much as we did when people get released from jail, it would like change the mindset of the community to just like, okay. You throw big parties when people come home from jail or something. Yeah. You love it. Yeah. But it's just like, if you did that for kids every time they went to college, how many more kids would aspire to be like, okay, right, I'm going to college. Like, because I know that I'm going to get this huge block party, good food, everybody's going to see it. And then I feel like kids will really love that.
Anyway, they will, because you talk about parties and you talk about videos. You talk about folks hearing their name or we need to hear this. You do need to hear your name. If when you meet somebody and you meet them and you know their name and you shake the hand and you say their name, that's like, oh, man, I was important to him when I met him last or I did make an impression. He does know my name. That is so huge. And when you celebrate, and folks, let me tell you, when you go online and see his stuff, you start, well, a party, I don't know, everybody's going. No, his stuff is 100% positive.
Oh, yeah.
And it really, I like the one you did for the colleges. For the Greek organization.
Oh yeah, Atlanta. Shout out Morehouse and Clark Atlanta. Yeah, that was a crazy. That was an uplifting, fun video.
And that's what I'm talking about. Our kids go through stuff, and when you're going through your stuff, you're going through stuff. And y'all go through more stuff than I did because it's right in your face right now. And those videos are uplifting. And while you're going through your education, going through your stuff, my daughter went 1 year at Hampton. So I had the experience of being a parent of a student going to a HBCU. Man, it is different.
It's different.
It is different. I remember I walked through Hampton one time. I was going through one of the hallways, and I was wearing my hat. And the student told me, sir, you need to take off your hat. That was so cool, man. All I could do was take off my hat. I said, yes, sir. Because he was dressed appropriately, and the ladies were dressed appropriately, and you didn't wear hats inside the buildings. So I love that. You know, I love that. You have actually your powerful poems, your powerful films. Now, movies. What's up? Are you going to get into movies?
Oh, definitely. We actually were supposed to. We had a vision for doing something this fall, but it got pushed back due to the schedule. But I say by either next year or 19, we'll definitely. And I want to engage like youth, like put students in like a legit film and let them be on the set and see the scripts and this and that. So that's like, whoa, I can really do this one day.
Uh-huh. And I was talking to the young people here yesterday, and that's where I found DeAndre. During the lunch periods, I was talking to the kids who had dreams and aspirations. That's how DeAndre's here now. You know, because the kids think this, but they don't know, okay, who's out there doing what I'm doing? And can I touch them? Can I talk to them? Are they approachable? Because some of our stars just aren't approachable. Yeah. They say they are, but they aren't.
They aren't, yeah.
And then when you get out there and you say, well, I need a little advice. And I'm not asking for your money. I'm just asking to pick your brain for a second. What nugget can you give me that'll make me go stronger? What can you give me to make me keep the knuckleheads away? What can you give me so I can just change the crowd that I'm hanging with? Picking the crowds. Did you come to a conclusion that in high school you had to dump some peoples?
Oh, definitely. I even say in middle school, that's when I seen it, because I was still in IPS in middle school, and it was just like, I remember one time I had got jumped, and basically a gang that, we won't mention the names, but that had attended that school, they were like, all right, we don't like what happened to you. So they kind of came to my defense and handled that. And they was just like, if you want to be down with us. Mm-hmm. And it's just like I had to make a real kind of like thought, like, yo, I don't want to fight seven people every day. So is this my only alternative? Is this my only outlet? But I was blessed to come up with a father in my house. And he's just like,
hey, go. Hey.
When he heard about my day, he's like, man, what happened? He's going into school yelling at people. And it was just like everything that I was trying to find and acceptance through like streets, it was like it was already there in my home that I didn't have to go outside of that to find it. And then but a lot of kids don't come up with that. So it's just like now you kind of fill that void and be that resource for these kids.
You're right. My dad died when I was in the ninth grade. And Mama raised seven of us after that. And Mama did an awesome job raising seven kids. But I remember one time I caught stealing. Sorry, Marson. Hometown there. Out on Facebook. I caught stealing at Woodrow Wilson. I stole some lunch money. And I got caught. You know, I didn't think they had cameras back. I didn't think about camera. I was hungry.
Yeah.
So I got caught. And then I started to cry. And I was crying all the way back to the principal's office. You know, but I wasn't crying because the principal caught me. I wasn't crying because I can't get nothing to eat. I was crying because my daddy was on the way to the school.
Oh, yeah. You know what time it is.
I know. And then I cried all the way home. And I cried when I got there. I got whooped all the way home. Man. And I got whooped when I got there. And I got whooped at school. So I kept it. So
I averaged about 3 whoopers a week in second grade. It was bad.
My daddy whooped the thievery out of me.
He definitely beat this.
And it worked, y'all. It really, 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 really works. Are you still running your GoFundMe account on your vision?
It's we're still doing the 4 videos, but now I'm dealing with a different videographer as of last video, and it's more cost efficient. So it wasn't as necessary as it was previously.
Because one thing about, you know, when you're doing good things, folks want to help. The good people, right ones want to help you be successful. So anyway, they can do that. You know, always put that out there. Because what you're doing does help, you know, and you already know it takes a village to raise a child. A village raised you.
Definitely.
You know, going back.
Harvest person. Yeah, that's my church.
You know, and you got to get, like, I'm older. They always say that, you know, we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors. And that is so true now. You know, you young folks, you know, that are successful, you know, you stand on the shoulders of the ones that before you were successful. And now you're getting to the point where you are you're the icon. You're getting to the point where you're being the icon, and they're going to be looking for you for leadership. And then if your hearts and minds in the right place, then I know you're going to give out the right product, because your product you're giving out now is the bomb. What advice do you give kids like my man C'Andre here and other individuals that have a passion and don't know how to channel it, but they got something there, you know, they know that they got it, something that they like, you know. What do you tell them?
It's funny. My great uncle, he said, man, you knew what you wanted to do at 12 years old. I feel like as a kid, you know exactly what you want to do. It's just other people in life who end up telling you it's not attainable, or you think of the hard obstacles that you have to go through to get to it. But deep down, you know exactly what you want to do. It's just like put in the work, and then have people in your corner who's going to give you honest critique on how you can improve. Because everybody, if you feel like you're a finished product, I'm nowhere near a finished product. I'll never be a finished product. You got to keep putting in work. So I would just say, you know what you want to do deep down inside. Put in the work. And the work is going to, it's going to produce results, either negative results or good results, but continue to work on it from there.
That is so huge. Because, you know, as a young person, you know, that is so true. And then but then we get sidetracked. What do you say to youngs that run into, you had to get through something. So a lot of kids are going through something. So what do you say to the ones that really, really ran into that? You ran into a wall to the ultimate wall.
Yeah.
You ran to the ultimate wall and you was able to get through it. And knock you back, you know, you had to shuffle a little bit. You know, when you get knocked down, you got to get back up.
Yeah, I say it's kind of like finding your why. It's just like, why are you, how are you going to respond to this? Like, what motivates you? What drives you? And that was seeing him get killed. It definitely became like, okay, it hurt. Like, mm-hmm. you real pain. You cry. You like, oh, man, you really going through it. But it's just like, I can't let it define me. Like, yeah. I got to use that pain. I don't know. Turn that pain into purpose and, like, really overcome it. So I can show other kids, like, yo, you going through the same thing. Yeah. You're losing cousins to life sentences, losing cousins to murder. But it's just like, that doesn't have to be my story.
Yeah.
Like, I can use that pain and that struggle to show the other kids that, like, yo, he went through this exact same thing that I'm going through, and he made it. Yeah. I no longer have an excuse.
Right. And that is so true. And then your story, my story, my father was shot. And when he died, when I was nine, he died by gunshot. To this day, I don't know who did it, you know. And I thought I might be a mechanic, you know, but I fell in love with music and played sax and played flute, you know. I'm still involved in music, you know. But, you know, you find those things and you use those things because it's your legacy. I'm gonna quote you on a quote, and the quote is: I feel like once you have a vision and you are focused on that vision, then you're not going to let anything get in your way. If you do let things blur that vision that you have, then you have no one to blame but yourself. That's huge. Because life,
I don't even know when I said it. That sounds so good.
I was like, a kid philosophy where this thing. When the book dropped.
Hey, you got a degree, bro.
Yeah, man.
You're dropping diamonds and nuggets out there in the world and don't even know it, but people are listening.
That's crazy.
But see, that is so huge because and you're living it. You're living it. And then I'll add a little more to that quote. You know, you have to realize that your dreams are bigger and are about more than just you. It's about showing others that they can do it too. And you and I work hard to spread the message to others. That's you. And that's what you do. And yeah, I'm pumping you up because for a reason. They say, give me my flowers while I'm here.
Oh, definitely.
You're here, bro. And I'm giving you your flowers while you here. while you here. Because I see the kids every day. I've had a nephew that died in my arms in Hallville. Yeah. I've been to too many funerals of young people. Yeah. I've seen so many dreams that was short, that was shortened. I've seen so many lives that was shortened. And then we need to pump each other up, you know, to let us know that we can get through this together and you can reach out. And I've told kids that if you can't talk about it, you can call Mr. Allen. Yeah. You can't talk, you can always call me, you know. And we need to pump each other up. And then what you're doing is so doggone positive. I mean, it's just refreshing to see what you do. And, you know, so you got to keep on doing what you're doing, man. And I can't wait for a movie, man.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely do it. We might have you introduce the movie.
I'll do it.
Oh, it got to be this exact same setting. Everybody wear the exact same clothes, everything.
It's got to be. I can't because it's, we need it. We need positive reinforcement because our kids, they're like sponges. And you're still a kid, but I call anybody younger than me, you're a kid. I'm 62. You're still a kid. But they're like sponges, and they absorb so much. And then when they're not absorbing positive, then all they're absorbing is in that negative. And so it's like, so your business, like, to me, is like this. It's like church. When you go to church, and you've been to church, y'all know about this. When you go to church and the preacher starts preaching, he might be preaching the same sermon. Or he closes with the same thing. All day Friday. He stayed there all day Saturday. Then early Sunday morning, he rides. So you hear that thing, you hear that story every Sunday. He said, why does the dude keep saying the same thing every Sunday? I keep saying Friday. He said, because one day you're going to hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
He's saying it every doggone Sunday, but you don't hear it. You don't hear the sermon. But then one day you hear it and you go, he's talking to me, and you finally hear it. And that's how I see it work. You keep on doing what you're doing because it's touching people, and they're seeing the positive. And then I just can't get over it. So I'm almost out of time, but I'm going to let you have the last word before I do my close. Shout out to my kids. Any parting message to my kids that are listening on the air now or on Sunday, just drop them a little advice on anything.
And that's basically, man, cut off all distractions. If it's not benefiting you in any area, it's a distraction. Cut it off. Have a vision. It's too many times people don't. You just kind of like assimilating with everything else that's going on. Have a vision. And two other things. Stay focused. Stay focused. Focus is the biggest things. Too many oftentimes things aren't accomplished because of lack of focus. So stay focused and achieve greatness. Like, the sky is the pedestal. Like, for real. You can do whatever you aspire to be. Just put in the work and then put in the work and then put in more work.
I can take that focus part to old folks. We need to stay focused too. I mean, I just, you young folks, so I can take that and run with that myself. So I can definitely do that. But I appreciate you coming in, bro. I mean, you're doing everything. Folks, I'm all I gotta say is Google his name. You don't need a phone number. You don't need a web address. You just Google Tevin Studdard. Just Google his name and you'll know all you need to know. No. You'll know 99.9% what you need to know. You won't know the 100% until you meet him in person. But you will know a lot about this man and his work that he does. I mean, 7, 8, 9, 10 pages of Google of the things that he's doing throughout the United States of America. Been overseas yet?
Not sure. Not performing.
Okay. All right. It's coming.
Definitely.
It's coming. It's coming. NFL. Yeah, here we go. They're going to open up somewhere overseas. So keep up what you're doing. I appreciate you. And anytime you got something going on, you want us to know about it, hey, you know, you got an open invitation to the big window. Just show up at the big window. As Emerson, I got something I want to drop. I want to talk about, you know, hey, you don't need an invitation.
Definitely.
All right. Let's get these kids back to class. And we'll get going. And to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. But to give out, what you're going to be giving back. And just remember, your future is in the hands of one hand. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Copy Tevin. You can't go wrong. Hey, he ain't 100% perfect, but he's better than the other guy. He's doing positive things. Copy Tevin. Tevin is Tevin. He's just doing good. And man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. What do you think about sagging, Devin?
Oh, man.
I know it's a fad.
Oh, no.
But I don't like it.
It meant you was available in jail, so it's just like,
you heard it from him. You meant you available in jail. Put your pants up. Get a belt. Get a rope. Get some, what's those ties called? You go zip tie. Get some zip tie. Get a big ribbon. I don't care. Just put your, get a safety guard. I got whooped with those. Put your pants up. I just, you stop sagging, I'll stop nagging.
Oh, man.
I can't stand it. I'm sorry, folks. If you express the schools on this interview, it's the University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, a giant 90.9. Now, my views and views of my guests, I won't be back next week because y'all going to be on 2-week break. So when y'all go on break, I take a break. So y'all enjoy your break next week. I'll be back in a couple weeks for some more stuff and things and stuff. And I just had the man, Tevin Studdard on giant 90.9.
Tevin Studdard, baby.
Oh! Take me home. Woo!